McKenna. Yeah, hi. Who's that with you? Do you want to introduce your... Simeon. Good to see you again, Simeon. Welcome. Okay, for those of you who are guests or haven't been here for a long time, just a few practical points. Toilets are three of those doors. One set's downstairs, and there's toilets through that door as well. One set's upstairs and one set's downstairs. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Go up or down the stairs, you'll find a toilet eventually. If there's ever a fire alarm that goes off, which hasn't ever happened while we've been here, we evacuate out through these doors here. Hi, Gabe. How you doing? Good to see you. And as James is pointing out, we go all the way through here and out through the gate and back into the street, and we assemble down where the medical center is. Okay. All right. So like I said already, we're going to take an extended worship time today. So we're talking about an hour or thereabouts of just coming into the Lord's presence and worshiping. And then instead of intercessions, what I thought we could do today is take some time to pray into some of the themes that we heard at the prayer meeting from the community anniversary weekend. And I think it's important to do that, to hear his promises to us again at the start of this year, to prepare us for the week of prayer and fasting. And then we'll finish with some announcements. And so Mike's reminded me he wants to make an announcement, but specifically an encouragement for us all to be actively involved in this week of prayer and fasting that's coming up, that we'll be doing as a community together. And also just to give you an orientation to the meeting next Friday night, St. Patrick's night, we'll be here for all of our Irish brothers and sisters. Brilliant. Thank you, Marco. Okay. In praying for this meeting, I've been reflecting on what I've called the contradictions of Lent. You know, how it's possible to feast on the Lord and feast on the Lord's goodness to us, even in the midst of physical fasting, or how it is to experience spiritual joy in the midst of physical austerity. That's what Lent is in many ways for us, letting those two things happen: spiritual joy and feasting on the Lord in the midst of fasting. And I was reading Numbers 13 this week, and it talks about the representatives of the 12 tribes that Moses sent out from the desert of Paran to spend 40 days exploring Canaan. And two of those 12 reported back, Joshua and Caleb in particular, reported back, "We should go up and we should take possession of the land." But everyone else said, "There's giants in the land." Thank you, Anne. Everybody else said, "There's giants in the land, the sons of the Anakin, and we're like grasshoppers to them." Both were in the same place. Both saw the same things, but both came back with contradictory responses or contradictory reports. Anne, at least I know, wants the spirit of Joshua and Caleb to fall on us this afternoon. The spirit of hope and the spirit of belief in the promises of God, whatever difficulties we go through or whatever difficulties lie ahead of us, to believe those promises. So both that's the truth both today in our worship time. I also believe that's the truth for our life and in the week of prayer and fasting that approaches as well. That's what the Lord wants for us, to have that spirit of Joshua and Caleb fall on us. And personally, I also believe that Numbers 13 is an encouragement to the younger generation among us, the Joshuas and Calebs, just to expect the Lord to use you to encourage your brothers and sisters. So if you've never brought a word to the front before, or you've never had a sense at a prayer meeting, or you've been too scared, let today be the day when you have courage. Let today be the day when you overcome any fear you have and come up and give us that word. And if you have a word that you think is for us in worship, then come to me early as well, so we can get that word to bless our worship and to renew our worship. And we're also going to take some time later on in the meeting to hear from the Lord prophetically and to respond to the Lord prophetically. We've got a whole hour, so let's really be open to hearing the Lord and bringing his word to feed us and sustain us in this desert that we're in. My other sense for the prayer meeting is that the Lord wants us to receive his abundant grace for today and for the week ahead as well. So this quote from Bernard of Clairvaux, who was a Cistercian monk, has been with me as I've prepared for the meeting. If then you are wise, you will show yourself rather as a reservoir than as a canal. For a canal spreads abroad water as it receives it, but a reservoir waits until it is filled before overflowing, and thus communicates without loss to itself its superabundant water. In the church at the present day, we have many canals, few reservoirs. So a canal is something that never fills up. It runs, and eventually it can run dry. But a reservoir is allowed to fill right up to the top before it flows out. And I believe the Lord wants us to receive from him today, from his deep reservoirs of grace that he's got for each one of us, that he's got for us as a community. And we were in this place 2 weeks ago, and we heard some significant words from the Lord spoken to us. I wasn't here, but I listened to it afterwards, and I think we heard some significant words spoken to us that actually talked directly into this area. We had an invitation to the hungry to feast on him. We had an invitation to the thirsty to drink and to have our souls satisfied. And that's the Lord's invitation for us today as we come into this prayer meeting, as we come into his presence, as we come in to worship him, as we come into this upcoming week of prayer and fasting. We should expect not hardship, but feasting on him. So I encourage us today, let's look beyond our personal circumstances. Let's look beyond the giants that are in the land for each one of us, and let's thirst for him today, and let's expect to be filled today. So let's stand. Let's just take a minute to cast our cares aside, cast aside everything that clings so closely that's not from him, and let's look to Jesus. Let's look to Jesus and enter this prayer meeting and expect the Lord to bless us. Expect the Lord to bless us as a community. Expect the Lord to bless each one of us today with his reservoir of grace. Amen.